Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It's been a few weeks, a couple weeks. Oh, I wasn't doing too hot. I was pretty down about the predicament I had put myself in from not taking care of myself properly and not knowing which direction to go, having a hard time with my faith. When you've had a couple hospitals almost kill you, it's hard. It's hard to trust certain establishments. when you've had false police reports, it's hard to trust that it'll ever get done right again when you just saw another false police statement on your paperwork from your last own personal or episode, if you had a situation. I did. That I made. It was made by other people too. But I was like the grand finale. So it's good to leave on a good note, not a bad note. And I think I left on a bad note with my ex-family, and maybe they don't really understand or they're confused. Me too, for a long time. Many, many moons. Well, I have 24 minutes. My ideal society, I think we should all have an idea of what an ideal society in our country could look like. Not exactly utopia fantasies about society, but those are fun too. I misspelled fantasy. I got to go back in and fix that. Well, my computer is working right. My husband had to do quite a bit to it. On top of, I guess, there were some lines outside that had been damaged. I think they were old, you know, I don't know. It's quite embarrassing because it really did seem like my phones and stuff were tapped for over a year. Maybe they were, and that's just a part of the takeover, is to make us feel crazier than we are. And we really were being harassed. But nobody will ever believe us because nobody saw it. Therefore, to infinitum, to finitum of non-truth, harassment, things like that. From about my 40th birthday or before, I was getting police contact. It was very stressful. Every time they saw me, they asked me if I had any on me, meaning did I have any marijuana on me on my travels. It was harassment. And I do think it was orchestrated through family. And so then I have to believe that most of my arrests were through my family. I can just hear my mom calling now. I know she's been drinking, and maybe if you could just check on her. And they check on me and handcuffs and whatever else. But you just never know in life. And I think if we knew everything that happened or why, we would find ourselves in situations where our behavior maybe wouldn't be to the utmost. So I think most things we just never know about. And then we have the luxury of selective memory. I mean, we can cut out any memories we want, make the story any way we wish. That's where we come into our own individual story, though. I was going to read part of my second book, because in that one I want to go into, you know, choices we make, how we influence others, do we influence others, how do we go about it, and what would an ideal society look like? Well, first of all, in my society, nobody would go without food and they would all have shelter. Because this shit's got to stop. Poverty. Man-made poverty. And I don't mean by the people that are poor. The judicial system. All fines and costs would not be part of the regimen. They'd have to hire less lawyers and attorneys, less judges and court workers and things like that. It would have to become community meeting based. There would have to be a council. And the council would be extremely busy, and there maybe would be more than one council, and it's a group of people, and they decide with the perpetrator or the victim or the situation of legalities of what happened is decided for that person and why. There's always a why, and then there's always a should be a successful ending. If not, then that person is asked to leave the area. And they would even be helped to do so, that maybe they would fit in somewhere better on the outskirts or whatever. Whatever they're good at. Do they have a skill or something they would be happier doing? It'd be a pretty busy society, and a lot of people would not necessarily be getting paid cash for their work. They would be taken care of. And then I had a couple arguments with my father, and he said that sounded like communism, and I don't know what's really communism. This cash thing that we're forced into, and the money regimen, and where this comes from, and the debt of it, and debts in countries, and countries struggling, and all of that was man-made to supposedly eliminate tyrannical rule, right? Free society, free trade, free business selling for goods. But what was knocked out of the scenario when we went to that kind of society? And we can't call that a free society. I don't know why I would say that. Because we're very bound by the economical demand. We have to do certain things or we won't eat and we won't have shelter and we won't have water. Small groups of people living or larger neighborhoods, but each of them has a capacity that they fulfill for the for their community. Be more than one person. These things won't happen. And in societies where we've become extremely independent, but yet reliant upon the system, we're going to feel a huge crash that we've been feeling. And it's destroying people, and it's destroying families. And the government, tyrannical rule, and people fleeing America. If people still coming in from the lower countries pretty rapidly. While we have many original Americans, or whatever, not original, but people born and raised here, leaving in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 20s, in their 50s. They're just leaving. You're living in a country where your fellow man is just leaving that country. That means that the loyalties, the justice, the protection, the rights, the government, the way things are being handled is not for the people anymore. It is only, and it is only for the government. It is only for the government. It is not for the people. Whoever is telling you it's for the people in America, it's a lie. Stop listening to lies. Find out your own truth about your country. You're going to find out that a whole lot of people know that truth too. We don't have the luxury of leaving here. And the thing is that I do feel loyalty to my country. But to what capacity? I'm drowning in some capacities and trying to rise up in others, which I think is par for the course for many people. The other thing that I think would help towns, but I realized it just looks too much like segregation. And we did abolish segregation, and that is something we should try to be proud of. But the thing is that there's still special interest groups and special parts of the population who are still injured and harmed by other parts of the society too frequently in this country. And I'm talking about brutalities and violences upon the gay population and the ethnic population, women population, and children. I don't know so much about living arrangements for people, but I do know that we're not going to stop people from wanting what they want. That's been going on for 2,000 years. And what I'm talking about is having red districts for towns. Like every town would be required to have some kind of small red district. The red districts would consist of legal call girls, prostitution, whatever word you want to use. It would consist of purchasing and consuming of cannabis and or alcohol, and maybe even some other drugs allowed. That district is the only district allowed to have that frequent, constant activity. All other stores and all other establishments would not be able to participate in it anymore. When you live in a town and you know that one of the most struggling addictions in the whole world is alcoholism, and you can go into the Dollar General or Walgreens or any little store anymore, pretty much like Hallmark Cards is going to be carrying wine, maybe beer. When every single store that you go into, practically, that does sell food items, gas stations have liquor license, there's a problem. And then you're not allowed to have cannabis or any other light substance. It's like they want us drunk and dying, you see? Now, the red district, it would be all of that activity, porn, purchase of porn, but the porn would have to be street level, meaning nothing underground. Underground would be the most punished establishment, if there must be punishment, those that run the underground porn industry and the abductions of women and children, maybe some men, teenage boys. Certain crimes would be more extreme than others, since there would be red districts in every town and city, and the size of that district would be based on the population mass. So bigger cities would be allowed more square mile or more blockage. And they would be allowed to smoke marijuana in the streets. And if you went to the red district, you would have to be prepared that you would have to contend with that. But you wouldn't be forced to go. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have to drive through the district if you didn't have to, or whatever. But it wouldn't be allowed to be run down or anything like that, and the buses would still have to have a trip to the red district. they would have to have their own transportation. Because people are not going to be fully sober or in whatever state of mind. So the system for the red district would have to run 24 hours a day. The cops would not be able to be waiting for patrons to leave unless they find them out in other districts, creating havoc. What's that sound like to everybody? Is that too much segregation? Living, I don't think it's so terrible. I thought my dad was insane, but his ideas were a little scarier to me. I won't express what those... Yeah, I will. He thought that each person in the country should have their own ethnic whatever. So, like, I can't do it. Because it's based on color, and I don't think he believes in those things anymore, I hope. People change as they get older. How I would more specify groups or whatever is that, which I think that kind of goes on, but like for instance, we were sold our home next to an ex-military family and another we're like on a little military block, and we're not military. We didn't come from military. We don't live that way. Things are not that structured. Well, they are to our neighbors. And that really upset them. And it was very stressful for us because we couldn't live up to the expectations of their schedules and doing things a certain way. First of all, it falls on the salesman's shoulders. She had no business allowing us this home. She tried to kind of skirt us away, but she needed to be more clear, much more clear. Maybe we didn't listen. You know what I mean? Maybe we just thought it would be all right. So, because I don't think that she could, by law, tell us absolutely no. But she could say things like, I don't think it's a good match. She would know. Well, for the remainder of the show, I'm going to play Locked Up. And they might have time for Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? Locked Up is about the pleading and pleading to God for a freer society. But with rules still, but more open rules. It can exist. It would thrive. But if people don't believe in it and can't respect it, then it won't work. And because poverty is perpetuated, is placed on the brow of many, many men and women and children, it perpetuates certain crimes. It's never going to stop if we don't start at the bottom up. And first, we need to feed people, and we need to clothe them, and we need to give them shelter. And in whatever way that has to happen, that's the only way that we will be feeling good about where we live. So I don't feel good about where I live. I don't like seeing the gaps. And it's like seeing the anger and frustration in people because maybe they lost everything that they had. I don't like being part of a society where I can make an offer on a certain amount of land and it would have been worth five times that before, but I could maybe get it for pennies. And I'm doing that to somebody. Like, can I consciously go to bed at night making a deal like that? And then maybe after another bipolar manic episode where that we're down in the pits as a country and we come stirring right up with our horns in another 10 years, the economy is thriving and everything's pieced back together while they shuffle the poverty under the rug still. And then I can make like 10 times more on my land. I mean, that's sick. That's sick shit. And it's not just business. People are harmed by this type of life. People are harmed repeatedly from stepping on the heads of people that are poor. Sick of it. I don't have the power to change it. I don't own part of the world. That is involved with those people, those that own the world. There's people that literally have a piece of a planet. And those families thrive and they're wealthy and they do it with things underneath that are filth and terrible and wrong, and they hurt people and they kill people and there's murders and there's just awfulness. And it's not fair. Everyone have a great day. Blessings.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. What's shady foes we become? Is it to the end? Or can we re-evolve into something, something real? If ever again.
Oopsie, everyone have a great day.